The report reveals 15 municipalities had low fund balances and operating deficits that define them as having been under significant fiscal stress in 2014. Another 11 experienced moderate stress. 18 more were considered susceptible. Topping the significant list, Monroe County, taking the number one slot from Rockland County for the first time since DiNapoli began the fiscal stress system, now in its third year. Also among the 15, the city of Albany, the nearby town of Queemans, and East Fishkill in Dutchess County. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan says New York's capital city isn't surprised by the comptroller's findings.
It's a very objective set of criteria that they use, and we knew that the 2014 budget, which was adopted in 13, was going to trigger the 50% of it, of the score, is tied to how much of the fund balance you use. And so there was a significant amount of fund balance used to balance that budget. We were able to reduce that number from what it was, 10 million usage of fund balance, to only using 2 million of fund balance here in 2015. And we've taken measures in the 2015 budget and in the 2016 budget that we'll be proposing next week to keep a lid on costs, to control our costs, to find opportunities to cut so that we can get us moving towards a sustainable budget.
City Treasurer Darius Shanfar explained that another negative factor was the loss of so-called spin-up money beginning in 2014, resulting in a loss of nearly $8 million in cash. He added, through careful management, the city didn't have to borrow money to pay its operating bills. Elsewhere, the city of Glens Falls and town of Colony are under moderate stress. Albany and Columbia counties, along with the city of Waterbelit and the Chemung County town of Elmira, appear on the susceptible to fiscal stress list. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy says the comptroller's report shows that work to improve county finances is taking hold.
We had to make tough decisions early on when I first ran for county executive in 2011 going into 2012. And as you know, our stress level was much higher back then when I first took office. So some of the things that we have done is, you know, tackle the nursing home that we're losing $1 million a month on. Our reserves was at an all-time low when I first took over. Now we've doubled that. But most importantly, we've been borrowing $15 million a year for the last 6 years to make payroll. And this is the first time in 6 years that we have not had to borrow money. So all these factors and the way we've come up with a fiscal plan for the last 4 years, and we're going to continue on for the next four, has really turned the finances around in the county. Though we still have much more work to do, it's getting better every year.
McCoy notes that his budget for 2015 was enacted with a 0% tax increase. The 2016 executive budget proposal also includes additional funding for the Albany County Land Bank and seniors programs. Comptroller DiNapoli's findings are based on 2014 financial information gathered from more than 1,000 municipalities whose fiscal year ended December 31st. There's a link to the report at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.